Did you order the car?
Smith the cabbie, Satvinder Pal Singh, spends nearly all of his working day in the driver's seat.
I usually spend 10 to 12 hours in a day.
Researchers at Glasgow University say that Asian people like Satvinder Pal risk getting diabetes by sitting for long periods. Dr. Jason Gill was in charge of the study.
What we found was that in South Asians living in Glasgow and Edinburgh, the amount of time they spent sitting down was related to the levels of sugar in their bloodstream.
Diabetes is when someone has a high amount of sugar in their blood. It's caused by the body not producing a hormone called insulin, or when the body doesn't respond to it. Dr. Gill says that by sitting down for a long time, an Asian person is pushing up the sugar in their blood. At this stage, it's not clear why. We need more research to find that out. But for every hour spent sitting down, he says the increase is as harmful as their waist expanding by 2 centimetres.
We know that having high levels of sugar in your bloodstream represents an important risk factor for developing adult diabetes. So people that spent less time sitting down had lower levels of sugar or glucose in their bloodstream.
Hello, Mr. Hussain.
Hello to you.
Nice to see you again. How are you doing with your blood sugars?
Diabetes is on the rise in Britain. The latest figures show that 150,000 people were diagnosed with the condition in 2009. In total, nearly 3 million people have it. Mahmood Hussain found out he was diabetic 12 years ago.
Well, I was gutted, really felt really down, and I was a bit cross with me as well that I didn't pay any attention. I was getting overweight.
There are two kinds of diabetes. Type 1 is genetic. You can pick up type 2 through smoking, obesity, poor diet and a lack of exercise. That's the one that Asian people are more likely to get than others. Consultant Dr. Vaka Malik says it's in our genes, but we're seeing much more of it now because of our lifestyle.
Majority of the patients from Indian subcontinent, they were quite active. They were doing quite strenuous jobs. Their diet was quite healthy as well. But once they've moved to more westernized countries, they've stopped doing all those good things.
Yeah, come in, yeah.
In Smethwick, Satvinder Pal Singh is taking the warning from Glasgow University seriously.
Yeah, I'm worried. I might try to change my job.
Until he does find a new job, he says he's going to get out of his car and stretch his legs as much as he can and whenever he can.